Hunter throwing. And they're going to say he brought that in. And I saw that hit the turf, but they're going to say they brought it into the 45-yard line. Pass and complete to Kukulski, and it'll be a 5-yard reception, enough to move the chains, first and 10.
Wow, that ball looked very underthrown. Looked like it certainly looked like it hit the turf and bounced up into Kukulski's hands. Again, a lot of pressure by that defensive line of Bad Axe, forcing that throw quickly and underthrown. Hard to say good catch by Kukulski. I don't believe it was, but nonetheless, they're going to give it to him, and it's just enough for a fresh set of downs.
Could play in the World Cup with acting skills like that. First and 10 from the 45-yard line, right to left crosser radio in Vassar territory, trailing by 44 points, 50-6. 9 minutes left in a running clock situation in the third quarter. Macon back to pass into Kukulski's hands again at midfield. And here's a 5-yard reception for Kukulski. Ryan Wainer and Jack Clancy each on that tackle. 5-yard gain, second down, 5 to go.
Those are the simple throws that I thought Vassar could have used in the first half. Little quick hooks, 3-yard completions, out routes, couple slants. I'm surprised you haven't seen more of that from Vassar, so I think they did the right thing. Reset button and get back to making these types of throws. An easy throw for Macon will develop some confidence. He hits Kukulski for a 3-yard button hook, and Kukulski's able to turn it into a couple more for a nice 5-yard gain on first down.
Macon in the shotgun, quick throw again. This one's another 5-yard reception complete. Across the middle to Kukulski. Yet again, they're going to say he's short of the first down by about a half a yard. We'll call it a 5-yard gain. Clancy on the tackle. Third down and less than a yard to go.
And quick throw. Again, a slant from the slot receiver as he gets right to that first down marker, makes the catch, but a good tackle by Clancy as soon as he caught the ball and was able to stop forward momentum just short of that first down marker.
Third down, a foot to go, 7:45 left in the third. 50-6, Bad Axe leads by 44 points over the Vassar Vulcans. Two wide each way, Macon in the shotgun. Gets the snap, stays in the pocket, lets it fly, and this one's caught and complete by Monte Davis across the 45, down to about the 43-yard line. Colby Meeks with the tackle after a 3-yard gain. First and 10 for the Vassar Vulcans.
Route running a lot sharper by these Vassar offensive wide receivers, because when those guys put their head down, look like they're streaking down the field and plant that foot and is able to turn around and show your number to your quarterback, that ball is on the spot. An easy throw and catch as Meeks is in good position, but is unable to make a play on the ball because the timing of the route was so good.
And we have a
ball foul. Encroachment. On the defense, 5 yards, repeat first down.
Ben Thompson jumped off sides there, trying to get back on sides, but it was too late at that point, made contact. So it's a 5-yard walk-off, first and 5 for the Vassar Vulcans, who are starting to move the ball here. 7 minutes left in the third, 50-6. Macon in the pocket, looking to throw, has to flush out, throws it down to the near corner of the end zone.
Got a receiver.
Wide open, in and out of the hands. Incomplete. Pass was intended for Gideon Dom inside the end zone. That would have been a huge play for Macon to Dom. Instead, it results in an incomplete pass. Second down, 5 to go.
Wow, if he'd have done that in the first half, he could have blamed it on the sun going down, but there is no excuse for that. A perfect throw from Macon to Gideon Dom, a big receiver, 6'4", sophomore, just kind of short-armed to Clark. It was right there over his head, perfectly thrown, where only he could get it. He didn't have to leave his feet, and again, he short-armed it. He pulled his arms in before the ball got there and off the fingertips and harmlessly to the ground for Vassar. Just the kind of way the night has gone tonight.
From the 38-yard line, second and 5, Macon throws into the hands of number, I believe that is 47,
I think it was
number 17, Nathan Fess. Enough to move the chains, a 7-yard reception down to the 30, and it's enough to move the chains. Logan Stark on the tackle. First and 10 from the 30-yard line of Bad Axe.
Macon standing his ground in the pocket as the pocket is collapsing wide around him where he was trying to run around in the first half. Instead, he's staying in the pocket, stepping up and letting those DNs come out of the play. He steps up and delivers a strike in traffic, and number 17 is able to make a great catch. That's Nathan Fos.
First and 10 from the 30-yard line of Bad Axe, trying to chip away this 44-point lead. Macon throws and is caught. It was caught, but is dropped by number 16, Gideon Dom, again, as he had some blue jerseys nailing him right as he caught that and falls incomplete. Looks like Caleb Geiger in on that tackle. who stopped that complete pass, and it would have been another first down. Instead, it's a second and 10 from the 30-yard line inside Bad Axe territory.
That's absolutely right. Caleb Geiger with the hit, but actually the coverage from Micah Gordon was very, very good. Caleb Geiger read the play well, come over and left his receiver watching the quarterback's eyes, and is able to make contact with the wide receiver, and he drops the ball based on that hard hit.
And it's another complete pass to Monte Davis across the 25-yard line, where they're going to say forward progress has him stopped after a 5-yard gain. Chandler Cady with the tackle. So that's a big third down, 5 to go from the 25-yard line. Need to get down to the 20 for a first down. Vassar continues to march down the field. This drive already over 7 minutes because of that running clock situation. 4:15 left in the third quarter. 50-6, Bad Axe leads Vassar. Vassar on offense. Megan in the shotgun. Gets the snap, throws to the near sideline. This one's overthrown. Pass was intended for number 10,
Max Kukulski.
Fourth down, 5 to go.
A good play there. Macon just led the receiver a little bit too much. He had a step or so. I think number 20 was in coverage, Maxwell. Not bad coverage, but it was going to take a good throw, and Macon leads him just a little too much. One of the first errors we've seen by Macon on this drive. But fourth down and 5, running clock situation. Almost certainly they're going to dial up yet another pass play, Clark. See if they can't get a good route run by one of the receivers. My favorite receiver for Vassar has been Monte Davis. He's been the guy that I think they should try to target here.
Macon rolls to his left, lets the pass fly, and this one's overthrown as well. Has to leave his feet intended for Kukulski at the near sideline. And turnover of downs with 3:18 left in this third quarter. Running clock situation, so it keeps on rolling. First and 10 from the 25-yard line.
That was a little bit of an errant throw, a rush throw by Macon, but a lot of credit there, guys, goes to sophomore Toby McPhee. He was in the backfield raising havoc for Macon. Again, forces him to throw that ball without setting his feet. The ball is led way too far. It was obviously not in any shape or form going to be picked off by Bad Axe, but no chance for a completion, and Bad Axe's defense withstands a long drive and puts their offense back on the field.
Single wing offense for the Bad Axe Hatchets at their own 25-yard line, waiting for the play clock to get all the way down inside 10 seconds, and say, direct snap to Vinny Blackstock across the 30-yard line out to about the 32-yard line, and suddenly they're moving the trenches in favor of the Hatchets. Out for about a 7-yard gain, tackle made by Max Amon, a 6-foot, 250-pound senior.
Just a quarterback draw there out of that single wing. He lets those other backs in front of him fill the hole first, pick up a blocker, and Vinny Blackstock, not a little guy by any means, is able to push his way forward, use that big body, and bull ahead for about 6 yards.
Second down, 4 yards to go from the 32-yard line. Single wing offense, splitting the hash marks left to right across your radio. The Bad Axe Hatchets back on offense with that 44-point lead. Waiting for the play clock to get under 10. And a direct snap right to one of the backs in the there. And you can't quite see the number quite yet. That'd be Caleb Geiger on the carry. No gain in the play. Tackle made by Colton Heiser, defensive lineman for Vassar. Still that third and 4, maybe even 3 yards to go at the 32-yard line.
Yeah, just nothing going there. Vinny Blackstock faking around the outside. The dive by the other back straight ahead, and it goes nowhere. Good job by the front four of Vassar, not allowing a big gain there.
Third down and 4 for the Bad Axe Hatchets, trying to convert, trying to keep the ball in their hands with a 1:05 left in the third quarter. Slot receiver to the right, single wing offense. Direct snap to Vinny Blackstock. Gets through the trenches a little bit. Gets out to about the 35-yard line. It's going to be very close to that first down marker, and the near sideline judge is saying that they move the chains. There's a signal. First and 10 for the Bad Axe Hatchets with less than a minute to play in the third quarter.
That's all power. Vinny Blackstock just using his blocker in front of him, and as soon as he gets hit, he just uses his body weight forward, just pushes the pile, is able to extend those arms, and getting a healthy spot from the officials, he's able to get that first down.
First and 10 from the 36-yard line. Left or right across your radio. Splitting the hash marks. 20 seconds left in this third quarter. Receiver wide to the right. That'd be number 14, DeCarlos Sageman. A